And we stay in France for one more story today. This time of year in France, like here, the long summer days are getting a little bit shorter and dusk arrives slightly earlier each night. And that shadowy time has reporter Adeline Sia thinking about a uniquely French expression.
Entre chien et loup, or between dog and wolf, is a way of saying dusk in French. As a child, I'd fantasize that when the day darkens, a dog could turn into a wolf, as if the power of night could morph tame pets into wild beasts. And if you ventured outside at twilight, as many fairy tales warned against, you didn't know whether you'd come upon a dog or a wolf. That was my interpretation. It turns out that I wasn't that far off. Linguist Jean Prouveau gave me some background on the expression. He says it's a Latin phrase.
Infra horam vespertinam inter canem et lupum.
It dates back to at least the 7th century, and it means a time when the daylight dims and you could mistake a dog for a wolf. Makes sense. Though it loses something when you live in a city where the streetlights turn on at dusk. But Prouveau likes to point out that before the advent of streetlights, many people lived in small villages surrounded by forests, so dusk could seem a lot more menacing than it does today.
Au départ, tous les villages étaient dans une clairière et en dehors du village, ce n'était que la forêt, donc forest.
In ancient times, he says, villages were often located in a clearing on the edge of the forest. The Latin word forest, which is the root of foreign in English, means outside. The forest was the territory of the wolf, the dark, the night, and fear from prehistoric times through the Middle Ages. I had a sense of that walking through a large forest at dusk recently as the wind rustled leaves, when all of a sudden, from the depth of the woods, and I wondered for a moment whether those barking dogs were going to chase me or even turn into wolves.
Il y a une menace, oui, dans l'expression. C'est quelque chose d'inquiétant.
There is a threat in this expression, entre chien et loup, Prouveau says. It implies something unsettling. The wolf conveys something frightening and nightmarish. He represents the night, while the dog represents the day.
Pendant que le chien, c'est le jour.
But dusk, that ephemeral time of transition, doesn't have to be so menacing. Around the summer solstice in France, the bluish twilight seems to go on forever. In my mother's garden in Burgundy, there's a lot going on. Flocks of starlings spin above, followed by bats who feed on bugs as the skies darken. And by the riverbanks, thousands of tiny birds bed down in large plane trees for the night in a deafening chorus. Now, in the middle of summer, day fades to darkness when the church bells toll 10 p.m. And at the end of dusk comes silence and the occasional shadow of a dog, I think. For the world, Adeline Cyr, Burgundy, France.
Je crus hanter serment l'auberge au crépuscule.
My dog is barely 20 pounds, but tonight at dusk, I'll pretend he's a wolf. He'll appreciate it. Alrighty, that's the show today. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.